This is Fresh Air. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review of Little World, the second album by the California-based singer Allison Seconds. Ken says its pop songs recall an earlier era of California rock music.
In Allison Seconds' singing, even when she says the sun isn't shining, you nevertheless feel the warmth of the California sun. Her earnest phrasing bespeaks the sort of bright optimism that has characterized West Coast pop at least as far back as the early Beach Boys. The music she makes with her collaborator Anton Barbeau frequently whips up a psychedelic swirl that summons up images of trippy afternoons spent lying in the grass of a park or wiggling toes in the sand by the sea.
The apples are falling all over the ground. The angels are coming to
Allison Seconds' music connects to a certain tradition, specifically 1970s pop rock or power pop, as heard in San Francisco and Los Angeles-based groups including The Knack, Tommy Two Tone, The Plimsolls, Walter Egan, and 2020. This music was characterized by sharp little guitar hooks and catchy choruses. The songs on Seconds' album Little World were written and produced by Anton Barbeau, who has a talent for power pop replication. It comes to its full fruition on the title song. Seconds and Barbeau know how good it is. They use Little World to lead off the album. Barbeau has a tendency to drift off into whimsy and treacle in the lyrics. Sipping tea through bendy straws, loving life with all its flaws, goes a couplet in the song Octagon. It's Seconds' voice that grounds the music, keeps it from floating away at various key moments. And I should probably say Seconds' voices, plural. She sings with herself on this album. The vocals are layers of her own harmonies. She sounds like a one-woman version of the Bangles on Octagon.
Sipping tea through bendy straws, loving life with all its flaws, being happy just for the sake of it. Kiss a pretty marigold, don't get caught or you'll be told not to hang out around the nursery garden gates again. I don't know you, oh no. I don't hate you, oh no. Octagon.
I tried to find out a bit more about Seconds beyond the fact that this is her second collaboration with Barbeau, the first being the 2009 album Bag of Kittens. Seconds is based in Sacramento. Her husband is Kevin Seconds from the hardcore punk band 7 Seconds, music as far from Allison's as can be imagined. The internet also kept taking me to classes she teaches in powerlifting and weight training. Heavy stuff that finds an airy contrast in Second's feather-light music.
Just beneath my wings, the pilot on autopilot sings. The intercom on, the passengers too stoned to notice. Love is everywhere, it sings to the navigator's hair. It sings to the cumulus laid out for miles before him. Love, it's the reason we are here. Whisper love in every ear. Open up your cosmic jar.
There are a couple of nicely appropriate cameo appearances on Little World. Nick Salomon of the British artsy pop band Bevis Frond plays guitar on Sun Don't Shine. And Kimberly Rue, who was part of a fine American pop rock band Katrina and the Waves, remember I'm Walking on Sunshine, plays a guitar solo on I Kinda. But ultimately, it's Seconds and Barbeau who have revitalized power pop on Little World by creating an alternate universe of the sunniest sounds.
Ken Tucker is critic-at-large for Yahoo TV. He reviewed the album Little World by Allison Seconds. Coming up, David Edelstein reviews La La Land, the new movie musical by the director of Whiplash. This is Fresh Air.